Oh, baby, how can I
can count on you like 4, 3, 2, you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do.
All my life, you're a friend of mine.
It's Cece and Adam.
What pod is this?
Oh, man. We were off for a week because you were on a ship for spring break.
I still am on the ship.
And you're still waving, waving
well,
back and
we'll
forth.
We'll talk about that.
I think this is pod 142.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, that sounds
good.
Oh, it's
142.
Woo.
Yeah, last week we did a spring break cruise with just the two younger kids, which is a really weird experience when you're a mom of four. And you're used to spring breaking with everybody.
We like looking over your shoulder every 5 seconds, like, Dave, we're so-and-so. We're so-and-so.
No, I was kind of vibing.
Being the firstborn is tough, Ellie. It's kind of
we were not missed on the trip at all.
Send you a postcard.
Kinda. My body does a really weird thing. I have to look it up. I have to look up the term.
Is it called nausea?
It's a French word.
Because I've never been on a cruise, but that's my concern.
Course.
You get on the cruise.
Yes. It's called mal de debarquement syndrome. It's what I have. I have a syndrome.
Wow. It's a fear of France.
Okay. When you head out to sea on a cruise ship, your brain and body have to get used to the constant motion. It's called getting your sea legs, and it keeps you from crashing into a wall every time the ship bobs up and down. Oh. When you get back on shore, you need time to get your land legs back, which happens in most people in a few minutes or a few hours. But it can take up to 2 days. For me, we're 5 days post-cruise. And I still feel like I'm on a ship.
You're still rocking and rolling?
It's horrible.
Oh, my word.
It's a horrible feeling. Absolutely terrible.
So can you walk for us for a second?
That would be fine. It's more when I'm looking at the computer, my brain, I'm waving back and forth and feeling super dizzy.
Oh, my word.
The first 2 days, my radio shows were awful. I was
welcome
just kind of like,
back
this is easy.
And I can't see,
sick. We had a really good time. We had a really unfortunate thing happen.
Oh, no.
On one of the here's what happens on a cruise, right? You have 2 days where you dock.
Right.
And then you have a little excursion. They're called excursion days.
You go on the islands, hang out, check out the sights.
We were cruising with my sister and her two kids.
Oh,
and
fun.
They had invited us on this cruise. And I'm so happy we went. We really overall had a wonderful, wonderful time.
Oh, good.
My sister is a history teacher. So one of the excursions she wanted to do when we...
You got a bunch of lessons.
Yep. She wanted to see the Mayan ruins.
Oh, wow. Okay?
And so we were at Costa Maya or something it was called. I don't know. Maya meaning Mayan ruins. And the Mayan ruins are like a bunch of structures with overgrown weeds.
So it's a back lot.
That's about it. And the Mayans were known for doing human sacrifices.
Oh, uh-oh.
Which was a little freaky. A
little bit.
And literally, every time a tour guide saw Zane, they said the same thing.
Oh, he'd make a good human sacrifice.
Which is kind of terrifying when you're 12.
Let me hug my child a little tighter in this group.
Yeah, I was. Apparently, what they used to do is they would have these soccer-type games, and the losing family got sacrificed.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it was life or death, literally.
Literally. And then one person of the winning team got sacrificed too.
What?
So that didn't even get you out of the sacrifice.
Because it was an honor. Yeah.
Oh, it was an honor. Absolutely.
Did you learn about this in school?
Spanish immersion? Are you kidding? We ran that back every year. I swear I could probably tell you a lot about the Mayans.
Okay, well, that was terrifying, being in the actual grounds where the sacrifice happened.
Right? Why are you shutting the door behind us, tour guide? Creepy.
No, we're fine. Yeah. Hey, anyone want to play a family game of soccer?
No.
No. Though you're a goalie, so you would literally, right. Like, you don't.
But. Okay, so It was interesting being on the tour.
That's putting it lightly.
I'm putting it out there because my family listens to the podcast, okay? It was interesting. Yeah. It was also like 100 degrees that day.
Oh.
Have you ever been around me in 100 degree heat?
Once. And that's why it's once.
It's not pretty.
But you know what? Who's in a great place when it's hot and you're sweating and need 5 shirts?
Not a good place. I tried really hard. I had the sun hat on. In fact, Ellie, I have a picture for you to post on social media of me at the Mayan ruins. I am literally melting. Okay. So this is the situation. So my sister got to pick the excursion for Casa de Mayo or whatever. And then we got to pick the excursion for the second day.
Okay.
And so we picked an excursion where you rent what we thought were ATVs.
Oh, no.
Okay. Go-karts or something.
Oh, no.
And the idea was that you get in these ATVs and you go on Cozumel to a beach. And then you spend a little time at the beach. And then you go snorkeling.
Which is a blast. That's great.
So this is in the Caribbean, right?
Okay, right.
And for 4 months, I've been sitting in the hot tub with Zane talking about, what are you excited about the cruise? What are you excited about the cruise? Going snorkeling on Cozumel and the ATVs. Okay, so we get to Cozumel. We get, and they give you this big sticker because you're with like the tour, you know, group, orange. You know, everybody has a number, blah, blah, blah. And they line us up and we get into the ATV. It's a Volkswagen car that they had welded out the door. They took a can of spray paint. And every Volkswagen car was spray painted a different color. Okay. So my sister's car was orange. Ours was hot pink.
Oh, no.
And you're in a tour line, and you just basically have to drive a 5-speed single file to the beach. Like, there's nothing off-roady or we were like.
You were on an amusement park ride is what happened.
It felt like Cedar Point.
Yes.
That's what my sister said.
With the cars.
Like the bumper cars, yes. Right? Also, they don't really check if you're any good at driving a 5-speed. It's Cosmo, it's Mexico, whatever. They just put you in this car. Which just made me laugh. Now, my sister, this was the highlight of her whole cruise.
The cars?
Yeah, being in the orange cars around the island. But we were like, this is a little bit of a scamboni situation.
Yeah.
Then we get told, hey, tour group, bad news. High winds today. No snorkeling.
Oh, no.
So instead, we have a secondary activity for you to enjoy. We're going to tour a Mayan tour.
Oh, no.
We were all like, we don't want the Mayan tour.
Look,
we were just at the Mayans yesterday.
I had to protect my son once already on this trip. I'm not going back.
We spent an hour in the Caribbean. This is what Zane had been looking forward to.
Which is sad. That's sad.
An hour in the Caribbean, and we get back in the orange and pink cars, and we go to this fake Mayan tour.
Oh, now they have fake Mayans.
Yeah. Well, it's like they invented an experience for when you can't go snorkeling on a windy day.
Was it a mini golf course with a little volcano?
Yes. We're going to teach you how the Mayans made chocolate.
Oh,
and I thought, I like chocolate.
Yeah, okay.
That's semi-interesting.
This is turning around.
Yeah, this is turning around. Well, the first thing we do is we have to endure the Mayan dance, you know, and all of the makeup and the headdress and stuff.
Very traditional. That's right.
Zane goes, we left the Caribbean to worship the devil. Oh my God.
Such a Zane thing to say.
Such a Zane.
And I bet he timed it pretty well that a lot of people were laughing.
Oh, probably.
That was the highlight quote
of the whole trip.
Of my whole cruise.
Which apparently he wasn't afraid of being sacrificed because that was a gutsy play. But
yeah. So we had to sit there and like endure this dance and whatever. And then how they made chocolate, they basically showed you a pod of cocoa beans and it had a cutout hole in it, and they're like, see, this is where the cocoa beans come from. And then they smashed roasted cocoa beans on a plate that they mixed with honey, and they're like, it's cocoa, it's chocolate, try it.
You're like, that's honey actually.
Yeah, we're like, no, so we're eating, we're like, we could have been snorkeling. eating this disgusting mess.
We could have been dancing with
chocolate
dolphins.
Goo.
Oh, they got a review.
Oh, no.
On the cruise website. They got a review from us.
El Carino on them there.
Oh, man. You guys, I am still rocking really bad.
I really am. Woo! You need some go-go honey to bring it back.
That was a little disappointing.
Oh, my word.
But overall, you know, 9 out of 10 experience on the cruise.
Everything else was good.
Yes. We enjoyed the fancy dinners.
Oh, man.
Every night, the kids, so my kids and then my niece and nephew, they ordered a Shirley Temple.
Gotta feel legit.
Yeah. Are we teaching them to order fancy drinks on a cruise or what?
Like, do you even know who that is?
Yeah, ordered a Shirley Temple. And then Piper, she sidled up to the waiter and ordered a side of pineapple. She got fresh pineapple every meal. So it was fun.
Atta girl.
Glad to be back. I'll be really glad when my brain gets off this ship.
And the body and the equilibrium too, you know.
My brain is something to be enjoyed.
Researched.
Yeah, well, it just didn't want to leave vacation.
No, I guess.
I get it.
It's still on the boat.
Did anybody get actually nauseous or was it like, oh, pretty good?
Nope, everybody did totally fine. And that's what I do fine when I'm on the ship. But this is just when I get off.
It's like
so weird. So strange.
Wow. So you have to do some makeup snorkeling here back home then, somehow.
I guess. Where could we snorkel in West Michigan?
Only had a big lake around.
Yeah, but there's nothing to see.
No, it's all pennies and
it's like dirty fish.
And the piece of seaweed you think's trying to kill you. Okay. So
how was everybody else's week?
Oh man. Well, Gen Z, what you been up to? We haven't had a chance to catch up with you.
Speaking of chocolate, I'll go off of this little story.
Oh.
I made chocolate croissants for the first time last weekend.
Now,
have a little visual for you.
What do you mean?
Oh, please. Oh my. That's like a cinnamon roll. That's huge.
This is not she rolled them up and baked them. You made them from scratch?
I got a kit. So like the dry mix is already mixed for me, but I still had to like bloom the yeast and fold the butter and make a butter envelope and then do like one fold, put it in the fridge, another fold, put it in the fridge. And then you roll them up and then you have to proof them and then you bake them. So it was a whole process.
Two out of three things I've just heard for the first time in my life. butter envelope or whatever it was. And what was it? Rise the yeast or something? Or
rise the yeast. It's time to rise the yeast.
It's time to rise. We are rising.
Your generation should be all about this. You're the one making all kinds of...
Yeah, you're the sourdough generation.
You're the sourdough generation.
Well, true. I didn't say I grew any, though. I just live with people who do, which is like the best, you know, job ever.
How did you find that experience?
And what's a butter envelope?
And what's a butter envelope? Exactly.
So when you make croissants, the whole reason that they're so flaky is because there's butter between almost every layer of dough. And so,
praise the Lord.
We're down.
Praise him. Praise him.
Praise him.
Whom all butter blessings flow.
Praise him.
Praise him. It's good. So are the croissants. sorry. Okay. Okay. All right. You already got me. Butterfold. So what more?
And then, the other secret with croissants is you have to use like real, like European butter.
European butter?
You can get it from the grocery store. Like the Kerry Gold.
Oh, the Irish
butter.
So good.
I heard French butter is better than Irish butter, but the internet will
tell
us.
I mean, I'm sure it is.
That's right. Yeah, if you're from France and
Washington. Do your thing, internet. Make fun of me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Tell us why we're wrong.
Okay, so you got Kerrygold butter.
Yeah, so I got Kerrygold butter from the store, and then you have to cut the sticks lengthwise, and then they give you...
Why do we not live near her?
I know. Why didn't we go there for spring break?
Oh, yeah.
To their place.
Yeah. We're going to have a croissant making class. Yeah.
Done. Boom. It's happening.
I'll teach you how to make them. You have to, they give you like a parchment paper envelope. And so you have to cut the butter sticks like, lengthwise and then like slide them in so that eventually you get a square of butter. And then when you roll out the dough, they give you measurements that you like roll the dough out to.
This is fun for you.
This for you.
It is. Yes. No, I was thinking that exact same thing. Not a lot of people would find this fun. I found this very fun.
One little bit of a mistake It's not a mistake because all life is lessons.
Truth.
Eliana, super, super bright kid, obviously.
Yes.
Went to University of Michigan, graduated in 2.5 years. Double. Obviously, we're working with a bright light bulb, right? We're a little dim bulbs.
We're not.
But
I'm not a Hunter Watt.
Truthfully, you probably should have gone to Le Cordon Bleu baking or cooking school instead of University of Michigan.
Yeah, probably.
Because
probably
that is,
should have, could have, would have done that.
You've always loved baking.
That's
especially.
True. That's very true.
It's okay, true.
So even though this sounds like a nightmare to me, you were loving putting that butter into a perfect rectangle.
Oh, yeah. I had a great time. And then you take the top part of the dough and you fold it over. You take the bottom part, you fold it over, and then you stick it in the fridge. And then you take it back out and you turn it and you roll it out again and do the same thing. Because now we have like 27 layers instead of 9, you know, exponential math.
Is that possible?
Yeah. See, it...
27 layers.
I guess you do need math. That's why.
See, this is why I would have been in math as a kid if they would have done it like this.
Chris, you get a croissant. Yeah, on the other end.
Butter math.
Yeah. Sign me up.
For butter math.
27 layers. What? I'm learning a lot of baking things today.
Okay, so, and that's called laminating the dough, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
How long did this take you?
That's what I... Is it
on the recipe card you get, it says it takes 4.5 hours, but they recommend to break it up into 2 days. I didn't break. I just kind of did a long one day.
I'm out.
Okay. Did you do this on a weekend or on a day that?
Yeah,
you were
I did it on a Saturday.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
No, this was not a work from home project. Although I feel like you could do it from a work from home project since a lot of it is just time in the fridge. You really just like take it out and do something for like 5 minutes and then put it back in the fridge.
Oh. So you're like checking in a few. You're like babysitting it.
Yeah, exactly.
How many chocolate croissants did this thing yield? And why is one not like it? Oh, six.
That's
croissants!
What a ripoff.
2 days of work?
For six.
Rolling up butters into a perfect rectangle for six croissants?
27 layers should be 27 croissants.
I agree with you.
It's giving you six?
I do feel like this is the thing that could heal my male disembarkment.
Give me two yachts free or
a fat buttery chocolate croissant.
Did it taste? And then how long do you cook it?
They only bake for like 25 minutes.
So it's all prep. Wow. That's crazy.
Did it taste better than your typical store-bought croissant?
I would say it tasted as good as a bakery croissant.
Okay.
Like it tasted legit.
That's pretty good that you could buy in 30 seconds. No. Here's the thing, though. Ellie, we'll have to post it on either our YouTube or Instagram My Millennial page because she showed us this morning, and they actually look amazing, and they're big.
Yeah.
They look like a big cinnamon roll you get at a restaurant. Yeah. They're massive.
Did you share these with anybody, or just you and Brayden? Have you just been nibbling at them?
We've like kind of split them up a little bit. So we had them like Sunday morning for breakfast, and then like Tuesday... Well, because you can't eat like three in a day. Then that's really worthless. True.
See, Ellie, you have a little thing called dignity still. Hold on.
Give it a try.
Yeah. That's good. But this butter tastes good.
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to do it again? Or was this just kind of a fun
Like, I would do it again. I would like buy the kit and do it again. It was just a fun way to like spend a Saturday.
Where did you get your kit?
It was actually a gift.
Oh, how
from my
fun.
Almost mother-in-law. Yeah.
Aww.
Was she like, when you're back in Michigan, wink, wink, hint, hint, we can make these.
She was like, I'll buy another kit and try it at home. And I was like, I'll help you because now I can do it. So
you're going to be the teacher now. That's amazing.
I'll just be the taste tester.
I'll try
like,
three.
Mom, do you remember that little bakery that we would go to in Ann Arbor that I took you to?
Yeah.
Like, there's like a French cafe with like all the pastries and coffee. It was so good.
That
it kind
of
tastes like one of those
croissants.
That was the highlight. It was worth $100,000 a year for that pastry.
It had some good food.
Oh, yeah.
That school is surrounded by some good food.
Go Blue.
Okay, so that's what you've been working on. What have you been up to, Adam?
Oh, you know.
Any updates to share with your life?
Nothing butter related.
Okay.
At least. I don't think I spent more than 10 minutes on anything over the spring break week.
You know, it was weird not having you as our dog sitter.
Yeah, this is the first time I've been dog sit, I think, in like 9 years.
Yeah. Did you dog sit for someone else? Did you cheat on me?
I cheated. And I used another hot tub. So
you
I cheated
really
hard.
Cheated.
I went all the way.
Wow.
It was bad. So
how did that go?
Great. awesome. It was great. They had this 14-year-old beagle. Watching old pets is the best gig you could ever ask for in this world. It's awesome. You look at them, they look at you, you put food in their bowl, see you tomorrow.
Oh, man, that's
awesome.
A good gig.
It's great.
And you probably get paid the same.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you probably get paid better because I held you to the rate that you first gave our family when you first started dog sitting.
Truth. Yeah. But I do give you all a friendship discount.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Now that I've cheated on you, maybe now you're like, I'm
now
getting
that
the
you
house
have a 14
and
year old beagle instead of my dog that ate the carpet that one time you were there.
That's right. Somehow I'm going to owe you now something else. I did that, and then I saw the moon cover the sun, which was amazing. I knew it.
You know who loves an eclipse? Corporate America. Corporate America.
Loves a solar
eclipse.
The eclipse belt made so much money off of that moon.
Wasn't it kind of lame?
Yes.
If by lame you mean here's what happened. I'm not super proud, but I used to watch eclipse videos if they went on my, Instagram feed, and people would be like, oh my gosh, and they would clap and they would scream and wow. And I used to think, that's a bit much.
You were clapping and screaming like a seal. You ordered your glasses from Amazon.
Oh, the nice ones too. Okay. I didn't go cheapy cheap. Okay.
You spent $7?
For shipping.
How much did you spend on your eclipse glasses?
It's not important. Great.
How much?
$21 for three pairs. Look, I didn't want any of these flimsy, flamsy, blow away in the wind solar eclipse glasses. I wanted ones that you could save forever.
Forever?
Yeah.
The next eclipse is when you're going to be 89.
Right. And after my LASIK, I'm going to be using those suckers like none other.
$21.
Yeah. For three.
Okay.
So that comes out to what? $7. Just like you said. Yeah. It was great.
So did you have an eclipse viewing party or what?
Oh, yeah. Okay, here's the funniest thing. We were going to go to this park in central Indiana because that was totality. So we saw totality.
Wait a second.
Oh, I did the whole thing.
I didn't know you were in totality. I thought you were over here in your backyard.
With not only 94% coverage.
Oh, you went to totality. Oh.
I went to the place.
Well, then I can understand getting $7 glasses.
For the full effect, right?
So what happened?
Oh, man, it was amazing. So we had the original plan to go to a park in Indiana, right? And we stopped at this truck stop 15 miles north. Uh-huh. And we stopped there and we're like, you know what? There's a lot of grass here. It's a lot of open parking space. There's a restaurant right here. Why don't we just stop at this Love's truck stop off the highway?
Okay.
Also, they wanted a quick getaway because of the traffic.
Okay.
So friends I went with saw the 2017 eclipse.
Okay.
It was great. It was like going with the Mayan experts in your tour. They knew everything about everything.
Got it.
They didn't try to sacrifice anybody, but
they knew it.
You know.
So
we got there and it was absolutely incredible. Once it gets to about 15 minutes of totality, all of a sudden this weird, like, it seems like some kind of brown filter goes over your eyes, but it's still full daylight. And then all of a sudden, everything gets a little bit quieter. Birds start going away. Night bugs, you know those, like, if you live by water in the evening, there's those gnats that cluster together and come out in the evening.
They did?
They all came out at 3 p.m.
They thought it was night?
Yes, it was amazing. Oh! And then the streetlights came on, and then everything quieted down. And then all of a sudden, you have your glasses on, you see a little sliver of the sun, and then ba-boom, it's pitch black.
Really?
You take off the glasses, and all you see is this huge illuminating black circle with white light shooting from each end. It was incredible. And you better believe I was going, oh my gosh. And I couldn't believe it. And people were honking their truck horns. It was a magical moment, people.
Somebody that I follow from Indiana said that moment reminded him of the early days of COVID when we were like all in it together.
Yes.
And like you said, the honking of the horn and kids got days off of school.
Oh yeah.
Businesses shut down.
It was awesome.
Oh,
it was,
I didn't know you were in the path of totality.
Oh, shoot.
I was like, Adam Sharon.
You went for
because in West Michigan it was like whooped it.
Something like it. Literally, somebody described it in Michigan where it was 95% coverage. They're like, it's like a rain cloud went over the sun, and then it got white
happens
again.
Happens literally every day. That is so cool.
It was incredible. It was great. I've never seen a truck stop so busy.
Aww.
Somebody even parked in the out of service gas pump lane just so they could stop and camp. Just to see the magical moment.
Oh, that's pretty special.
It was amazing.
You know what you can do with your $7 glasses? Do you know there's an organization?
Oh,
this made me laugh so hard.
Okay.
There's an organization collecting glasses for those in need that live in the path of totality for the next eclipse in places like Greenland.
Oh, wow.
It's called Astronomers Without Borders.
Oh, oh no.
Astronomers Without Borders.
Without borders, all right. Like, you're like, wait,
like
what?
Doctors like, Without Borders? humanitarian? Astronomers Without Borders.
Without borders.
Collecting, although you probably want to save yours because you were so enthralled, you'll probably go to Portugal. In 3 years for the next eclipse.
Oh, there's a spare moment where you're like, I wonder if I should start chasing these suckers. This was such a magical moment. Now I get it why people fly halfway across the country and the world to
you
see
know what?
This.
And I love you both, right? So this is said in love and not condemnation and judgment. Uh-huh. You both obviously don't have children. Because you can A, spend a Saturday baking croissants.
Yeah.
And
a Monday,
and a
I
Monday
took a day off
chasing an eclipse. God bless you both. Enjoy your life.
If you want more of the Momillennial podcast, well, then subscribe. That way you'll get new episodes without having to do the work, and that's totally our jam.